Ksuvah Yerushalmi corresponding to Ksuvah Bavli Daf Nun Aleph. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph at the top of the page of the Mishnah. Veikosav la Ksuvah Basula Goyva Masayim Vamona Mana Shuutanai Beistin. If a man didn't write a Ksuvah for his wife, it's an enactment of Beistin that a Basula receives 200 and a widow receives 100 Zuz. Kosav la Shava Mana Tachas Masayim Zuz Veikosav la Kone Chasim De Isli Achroin Ksuvah Seich Chayev Shuutanai Beistin. If he wrote that she should collect a field worth 100 in place of 200, or didn't write that there's a lien on all of his property to the ksuba, he is obligated, she has a lien and collects 200, because this is a tanai, which is a stipulation of beistin. And the Gemara says, Masnisa dumeya dumeya omar kolapeches lebesulub masayim olemona memona areizu beilisnus. The Gemara says, our Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir, who says that anyone who gives a ksuba of less than 200 zuz for a besula or 100 for a widow, is considered that he's having relations outside wedlock with his wife. Ni nitzacha l'Rabbi Meir, afa gav d'Rabbi Meir oimer shtar she'im boi achrayis nechosim ein agever, moidu hocha she'i goiver. Upon to whom was it needed to teach the sefer that if he didn't write the lien on his property to the ksuba, he's obligated? It's Rabbi Meir, even though Rabbi Meir says that a document without achrayis of land cannot be collected from Mushubadim land, he agrees here that she can collect.